This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information for how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Poems by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Read by Linda Liu. Part 4B. Editor's Notes to Poems 25 through 34. Poem 25. Andromeda. Oxford, August 12th, 79. Capital A. Which capital B corrects in two places only. Text rejects the first, in line 4, dragon, 4, dragon, apostrophe S, but follows B in line 10, where capital A had, air, pillowy air. There is no comma at, bearabil, in any manuscript, but a gap and sort of cessoral mark in capital A. In a letter, August 14, 79, GMH writes, quote, I enclose a sonnet on which I invite minute criticism. I endeavored in it at a more Miltonic plainness and severity than I have anywhere else. I cannot say it has turned out severe, still less plain, but it seems almost free from quaintness, and in aiming at one excellence, I may have hit another. Unquote. Poem 26, The Candle Indoors. Common Rhythm, counterpointed, Oxford 79. Capital A. Text takes correction of capital B, which adds, quote, companion to number 10, unquote. Capital A has in line 2, with a yellowy, and 5, at that. Poem 27, The Handsome Heart. Common Rhythm counterpointed, Oxford 79, capital A 1. In August of the same year, he wrote that he was surprised at my liking it, and in deference to my criticism sent a revise, capital A 2. Subsequently, he recast the sonnet, mostly in the longer 6 stress lines, and wrote that into capital B. In that final version, the charm and freshness have disappeared, and his emendation in evading the clash of ply and reply is awkward. Also, the 14 lines now contain 7 what's. I have therefore taken capital A1 for the text and have ventured in line 8 to restore how to in the place of what from the original version, which exists in H. In, quote, the spirit of man, unquote, I gave a mixture of capital A1 and capital A2. In line 5, the word soul is in H and A1, but A2 and B have heart. Father, in second line, was a reverend father, Gerard himself. He tells the whole story in a letter to me. Poem 28. At a Wedding, Sprung Rhythm, Bedford, Lancashire, October 21st, 79. Capital A, autograph uncorrected in capital B, but title changed to that in text. Poem 29, Felix Randall, Sonnet, Sprung and Outriding Rhythm, 6 foot lines, Liverpool, April 28th, 80. Capital A, text from capital A with the 2 corrections of capital B. The comma in line 5 after impatient is omitted in copy in capital B. Poem 30, Brothers, Sprung Rhythm, 3 feet to the line, lines free-ended and not overrove, and reversed or counterpointed rhythm allowed in the first foot. Hampstead, August, 1880. 5 various drafts exist, capital A1 and capital A2, both of August 80. Capital B was copied by me from capital A1, and author's emendations of it overlook those in capital A2. Text, therefore, is from capital A2, except that the first 7 lines, being rewritten in margin afresh, and confirmed in letter of April 81 to Canon Dixon, as also corrections in lines 15 through 18. These are taken. but the capital B corrections of lines 22, 23 almost certainly implies forgetfulness of capital A too. In last line, capital B has correction. Dearly thou canst be kind, but the intention of all cry was original and has four manuscripts in its favor. Poem 31, Spring and Fall, Sprung Rhythm, Lydiate, Lancashire, September 7, 1880. Capital A, text entitled from capital B, which corrects four lines and misstates 81. There is also a copy in D, January 81, and C again, April 6, 81. In line 2, the last word is unleafing in most of the manuscripts. An attempt to amend the second rhyme was unsuccessful. Poem 32, Spelt from Sybil's Leaves. Sonnet, Sprung Rhythm, a rest of one stress in the first line. Autograph in capital A, another later in capital B, which is taken for text. Date unrecorded, lines 5, 6, astray, thus divided to show the rhyme. 6. Thruther, an adjective, now confined to dialect. It is a speech form of through, other, in which shape it eludes pursuit in the Oxford Dictionary. Dr. Murray compares German, durch einander. Mr. Craigie tells me that the classical quotation for it is from Burns's, quote, Halloween, unquote, stanza 5. They roar and cry athruther. Line 8. With, i.e., I suppose, with your warning that, etc. The heart is speaking. Line 9. Beak-leaved is not hyphened in manuscript. Line 11. Part, pen, pack. Imperatives of the verbs. In the sense of sorting, quote, the sheep from the goats, unquote. Line 12. Capital A has wrong, right, but the correction to right, wrong in capital B is intentional. Line 14. Sheath in both manuscripts, but I can only make sense of sheath, i.e., quote, sheathless and shelterless. The accents in this poem are a selection from capital A and capital B. Poem 33, Inversnade, September 28, 1881, autograph in H. I have found no other trace of this poem. Poem 34, As Kingfishers, text from undated autograph in H. A draft with corrections and variants. In lines 3 and 4, hung and to fling out broad are corrections in same later penciling as line 5, which occurs only thus with them. In sestet, the first three lines of alternatives of regular rhythm, thus. Then I say more, the just man justices, keeps grace, and that keeps all his goings graces, in God's eye, acts, etc. Of these lines, in 9 and 10, the version given in text is later than the regular lines just quoted, and probably preferred. In stanza 1, line 11, the alternatives apparently of same date. End of part 4b. This recording is in the public domain.